This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number three. Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. Last week I sort of went into withdrawal. I had a bunch of down days and everything, and I didn't get to have my Pipe Hitters Union fix. Fix that right now, because joining me again from Pipe Hitters Union is the man behind Pipe Hitters Union, Lincoln Osiris. And, of course, Lincoln is, you have some Shopify issues too, don't you?
You know, I'd say that's an understatement. Usually when we get on the call, I'm happy to be here. I'm in a good mood, it's just a normal day in the life of, and things are quite different, for me this week. I'm fairly upset. I think that's a good way to start it. But I will tell you that it's really good to hear a friendly voice, Bill. it's times like these that really make me appreciate the fact that you're out there, putting in time, doing the work, spreading the word and giving everyone, a platform, to speak. And of course I always appreciate you, but it's, especially in times like these.
Well, I went out there looking today, and I mean, the Shopify thing I've had, recently, I've had Franklin Armory got slapped around by him. Spikes Tactical got slapped around by him. You're getting slapped around by him. A lot of people are getting slapped around by them. And, I've been in contact with a congressional office today. I've been in contact with the attorney who is arguing the landmark Young versus State of Hawaii case, and he's interested in looking at this. On the one hand, I know that they are causing you unneeded, unnecessary aggravation. On the other hand, I can tell you that at some time here very shortly, there's going to be a reckoning for them.
I think that's a fair statement. Things have gotten real. And when I say real, things have gotten real. I'm fired up. I'm livid. It might not sound like it, but I've got blood coming out of my eyes. I'm so upset. That's the best way to sum it up. But I want to take things back a bit, like a little history for all your listeners. Maybe some of them don't know our history, but going back a bit, you and I first connected after Pipe Hitters Union and Spikes Tactical. You just named Spikes. We got together and collaborated on an anti-Antifa advertisement.
Yes.
And, we had an idea. We had a plan. We thought, we executed this advertisement beautifully, so we thought. But things didn't really go quite as we expected. Bill, you saw how it went down. You saw how the left-leaning media was portraying us. They called us Nazis. They called us racist. They called us white supremacists. They went so far as to say that we were promoting violence against peaceful demonstrators. Bill, you got to witness how the mainstream media attacked us, how unfairly we were treated, how the game was rigged against us.
Yep.
We were receiving death threats. I had employees that were worried about coming into the office. Now, rest assured, we were all packing. We had a master key. For those of you that know, a short-barreled shotgun 15 feet from the front door of our office, just in
master
case.
Key. Yeah. I kind of thought that those people making death threats against you and Kit and everybody at Spikes and everybody at Pipe Hitters was a little bit like the lambs wanting to attack the lions.
You know what? They would have had a rude awakening had they come through that front door. But, with all your years of experience, you knew something was up. You knew that something didn't smell right. And I'm thankful for the day, but you reached out and you asked me what was really going on. And you gave me the opportunity to tell the whole world our side of the story. And that's when I knew, in that, like, that day is when I finally realized that not everyone in the media is a dirtbag. And we had an ally in you.
Yeah.
Well, Bill, the opposition has changed, but the game has remained the same. The powers that be, and this is what really upsets me, is I'm going to say the powers that be, they're attacking companies with conservative values. And now your listeners, most of your listeners are probably already aware that the major platforms such as YouTube and Facebook and Twitter and iTunes and a bunch of other equally important companies have kicked Alex Jones off their platform. Now, I don't want to chase this down the rabbit hole very far, but they essentially shut him down.
Right.
Now, let's be honest. We can all agree, like, nobody's going to disagree that Alex Jones isn't a very, like, controversial personality. We can all agree on that. Left, right, center, everybody agrees he's pretty controversial. But I ask everyone, all of your listeners, to stop, take a moment, and step back, and put your thoughts about him personally aside, and think about what's truly going on here. We have tech companies worth billions of dollars. And in the case of Apple, you know, they're a $1 trillion company. And they decided to shut him down. Tech companies have shut someone down. They completely cut him off. Now, of course, it's easy to say, well, that Alex Jones guy, you know, he says things that I don't agree with. But then imagine if the same thing happened to a website or an entire category of websites. And we're not just talking about some websites. We're talking an entire industry with thousands of businesses and tens of thousands of employees and people that make their livelihood this way. And without any questions answered, no discussion, no warning, just one day they say, you don't exist anymore. That's what's happening right now.
Yeah. Yep. I had a gun industry business specialist on the show first, and I just to get an idea of how long it would take. In best case, if they take everything down via Shopify, and best case is 30 days, but it's probably more likely 90 days, in which case a lot of people aren't going to be able to survive that.
Well, the problem here is this. A lot of people don't understand this. Shopify has a proprietary system. They use a code called Liquid. Now, when you invest in setting up in their platform, you are now, like, you can't just unplug and go to a new host and plug in. You've committed. You've made a big commitment. And you can't just leave them. Now, of course, I've been working very closely with Cole Lelou, the general manager over at Spikes Tactical. We immediately, you know, rallied the troops, brought people together. A press release was sent out. Now, Spikes Tactical has been acting as kind of the hub, if you will, for affected companies. People are calling Spikes. So anybody out there listening, if you've been affected by this or could be affected by this, call Spikes Tactical. Tell them you want to talk to the general manager, Cole Lou. He's going to take down your name. Right now we're looking at putting together a class, but we're shopping around for the best law firm to handle such an issue.
Oh, I've got one for you.
Well, that would be great. And you and I can, you know, rally up after the show tonight and have that discussion. But that's what it's going to take. It's going to take, you know, a lot of people keep saying, well, their terms of service say they can change their terms of service at any time if they want to. And you know what? I can appreciate that. I can understand that.
Hold up at terms of service. Okay. Let's hold
Bingo.
Up at terms of service. We're going to continue on ranting about Shopify because I myself am tired of this full frontal attack on an industry that is completely honorable. Full of people that just want to make the best product they can, no matter what it is. And, I mean, this is, you know, Pipe Hitters Union makes apparel that is gun-oriented. These sensitive, nervous Nellies need to get a grip. More on this when we get back. My guest is Lincoln Osiris from Pipe Hitters Union. This is Lock and Load.
Every month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector. All giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Customs, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again. So go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com.
Now you know. I will meet you there.
Our story is as old as the country we live in. It is uniquely American. Pipe Hitters Union was born in the chaos of war, fighting tyrants so that others may live free. We didn't back away from the chaos. We learned to thrive in it. What began as a brotherhood has evolved over the years into a commitment to live by the values we hold dear, regardless of what stands in our way. PipeHittersUnion.com. Apparel with an attitude. Wear it if you dare.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
This is Jessica Armand, founder of My Magic Mud. Our team helped organize a successful effort to remove fluoride from our city's water supply. This is our passion. My Magic Mud Oral Care purifies and brightens your smile naturally. GCN listeners, please support my family business by purchasing our product from your local health food store. We're also available at CVS Pharmacy. Or visit us at MyMagicMud.com and take 10% off now with coupon code GCN10.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Studio, this is Lock and Load. I'm talking to Lincoln Osiris from Pipe Hitters Union, who doesn't bother nobody, just does his job, and runs a great government company run by veterans, employing veterans, doing a lot of things, and doing a lot of good. He does a lot of good on the side that he doesn't ever talk about or anything else. And now he and a whole bunch of people that I know are being attacked because of a legal, constitutionally enumerated, confirmed right given to us by God And I believe he may be a little miffed about that. Fair.
It's an understatement. I'm on fire, Bill. I'm on fire. Like, I usually am very, very composed. I don't have a problem choosing my words. And right now, I'm kind of, I guess you could even say I'm kind of in that fog of war, because I'm having a difficult time choosing my words, completing a thought, because right now I see red. I have rage, like, pulsing through my veins. I'm upset. Like, I'm really, really upset. And this isn't me just like, hey, let's push the ratings. Let's, like, get people fired up. No, like, I am very upset. And right before we went to break, you know, of course, we're talking about Shopify. But as I mentioned, with no questions, no discussion, no warning, just one day they say, you don't exist anymore. In essence, you're evicted. Find a new home. And that's what Shopify is doing to firearms manufacturers, firearms dealers, and even firearms accessory companies. Yep. Let me say that again. Firearms accessory companies. Now, any company operating on the Shopify platform and doing business in any of these areas just got an eviction notice. Now, make no mistake, I use the word evicted on purpose. I specifically chose the word evicted. It's very common in the world of e-commerce to refer to your website as a storefront. That's what everybody calls it. It's a storefront. It is a store. And some companies, they set up shop in a brick-and-mortar store. Cool. Right. Get it. That's what a lot of people do. But as we've moved forward in the world, other companies have chosen to set up shop in a virtual store, commonly known as a website. And as a business owner, you know, you decide to set up a shop and open up a business, and this is what you're going to do. Well, one of the first things you need is a store. Everybody knows that, hey, we need some kind of a storefront. Whether it's a physical store or a virtual store, you know, regardless, you can't do business without some kind of a store. So you find a space. You sign a lease. You initiate a build-out. It doesn't matter if it's a physical store or a virtual store. I mean, that's just the start of the business. And then you start spending money. And I mean lots of money, piles of money. It's a huge investment. You make changes. You make additions. You hire people. You spend money to make it a good experience for your customers. And a lot of people think it's just a website. How much money could you really spend to make it better, right? I mean, a lot of people don't know. And I don't hold them like, you know, I don't lay blame on them for not knowing. But let me tell you, dude, it's tens of thousands of dollars easy. Spikes Tactical's got more than $100,000 just into the development of their website. Should they unplug, they can't take with them. They have to leave it behind. So you've got hundreds of hours, thousands of hours, in fact. So you've invested everything you've got into a store, your blood, sweat, tears, stacks of money, and now you've got it up and running. You're hustling every day. Let me tell you what, you're hustling every day. I hustle every day. You're following the rules. You're obeying the laws. You're paying your rent, your bills, your taxes. And while you're trying to live the American dream, boom, you know, out of nowhere, you get an email that says you've been evicted. And now I'm sitting over here going, I don't get it. I'm confused. I've been a good tenant. I've been paying my rent on time every month. I've been following all the rules. Why am I getting evicted? You know, I went home one day, and this is what blows my mind. I pack up shop one day, you know, I put my laptop in my bag, I throw it over my shoulder, I walk out the door, I look back, and I'm proud of the empire that I've built. And I go home. You know, I have dinner with the family, I tuck the little ones to bed, and I show back up at my place of business the next day, and my doors have been chained shut. Chained shut. I can't work. I can't make any money. This is how I pay my bills. This is how I feed my family. And no matter where you're at on the political spectrum, no matter what you feel about guns, this is wrong. Like, it doesn't get any more wrong than this. One guy unilaterally just decides to close down thousands of businesses without any questions, any discussion, just because he felt like it. So, yeah, Bill, I think it's an understatement to say that I'm pretty fired up.
Yes. Yes. Well, like I said, I spoke with Congressman Jeff Duncan's office today. Jeff Duncan is a member of the Freedom Caucus in the House of Representatives. And he has introduced legislation where they're going to take a look at this, because a lot of these financial services providers, like Shopify, who trades on the New York Stock Exchange and everything else, there's going to be a look at certain caveats about how they do business. They're going to look at, they're a foreign company. They're Canadian.
True. They're out of Canada.
And, there's going to be some looks about, well, who else do they do business with in the United States? And who gave them permission to do business in the United States, even though they're traded on the New York Stock Exchange and everything else? But some of the people that may back them are some of the people that are probably here in the United States. And if they've taken federal money, well, that's going to be a whole horse of another color, you know. So while they're out there and they are being quite disruptive, there's a lot of people looking at this right now, a lot of eyes on this besides the affected parties. And, you know, I asked the question tonight earlier in the show if there's any guideline as to when, you know, do they have to follow any procedure to let somebody go? And
well,
them doing this this way, they're going to change the entire industry. Not in the way that they intend to. Their unintended consequence here is that this is going to be like what's happening in Hawaii right now.
Well, yeah. Something about Shopify, they're a monster. I mean, yeah. They are a monster. They're huge. Very, very successful. Now, when all this happened, their stock fell yesterday about 5 points. But at open a bell this morning, boom, they just recovered immediately. And that's kind of the problem that, I mean, one of the many problems that I have is they're too powerful.
Well, let me get you to hang on there. We're going to continue to hash this out. I'm going to try to help you. I want you to calm down a little bit. Not because I think that your rage is misplaced, but I think you're a lot more dangerous an opponent than when you're really calm.
True. But I have to retire and gather my thoughts and kind of calm down before I'm going to be able to, you know, I guess, organize those thoughts.
Yeah. Well, you hang on for me. We'll continue to have our discussion. I'm talking to Lincoln Osiris from Pipe Hitters Union. This is Lock and Load.
Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
Who needs a Boyd's Hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock? Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
USA Radio News.
Today, President Trump held a cabinet meeting at the White House where he touted the economy and how good things are going. The president also discussed NAFTA.
I can say this, we're doing very well. I'm in no rush. We want to make the right deal. NAFTA's been a disaster for our country. Mexico and Canada were, if you think about making or if you think about deficits, we had a deficit of $135 billion a year. So we're either going to do a good NAFTA, a fair NAFTA for us, or we're not doing NAFTA at all.
Aretha Franklin died of pancreatic cancer at her home in Detroit, Michigan today. One of her backup singers, Fonzie Thornton, remembers Franklin.
She always wanted to hear funny stories of me and him hanging out. So she would always call me and say, Fonzie, give me a funny story about Luther. She really loved to enjoy herself.
Franklin was 76 years old. You're listening to USA
Radio News.
Attention timeshare owners. This is an urgent consumer alert from Resort Release, a national company specializing in helping consumers legally get rid of their expensive timeshares. Once you've made that decision to get rid of your timeshare for any reason, Resort Release is offering a Better Business Bureau accredited way to legally get rid of your timeshare guaranteed. We guarantee to get rid of your timeshare payments permanently. Even if you've tried another company to get rid of your expensive timeshare, call now and see if we can help you. At Resort Release, you don't pay anything until you're ready. If you're ready to learn how to permanently get rid of your costly timeshare, make this complimentary free call right now.
800-455-7967. 800-455-7967. 800-455-7967. That's 800-455-7967.
Don't become dependent on the medical system. Get and stay healthy naturally with Extendivite. Metals in the liver cause peroxides to get dumped into the bloodstream. Peroxides do more damage than free radicals to the arteries, and the LDL has no protection from peroxides, causing the LDL to get stuck in the arteries, creating a potential blockage. Extendivite slowly chelates the metals away from the liver so it can dispose of what was meant to be a harmless process, peroxide. Extendivite's seven herbs has a job to strengthen the organs and circulatory highway. Can you afford a heart attack? Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Radio studio. This is Lock and Load. I am talking with Lincoln Osiris from Pipe Hitters Union, like a lot of people I know, and I'm very distressed on their behalf because of what this is an indicator of, and I also realize we've come to this point where there's no, you know, at this particular moment, this is where we stand. We're going to stand and we're going to take the fight to them, and this is why I say, Lincoln, that this is going to change a lot of things that they've been taking for granted.
I think that's fair.
This is going to change a lot of things that have been taken for granted. They are basically, you know, like when they had Facebook before Congress and everything, Facebook, YouTube, a lot of these guys, they get to exist out there as, quote-unquote, a public forum. But
right.
with a public forum, you can't get out there and pick winners and losers. If you want to be a private... Yes, sir.
Bingo. You hit the nail on the head here, and that's kind of like one of the issues that I take with this. Significant issues. It shows the power, like the raw power of a company. A company can shut down another company at a whim because they feel like it. Now, people talk about it being a private business. And yes, I am all about the free market. I am all about the free market. Of course, I support the free market, but this goes way beyond that. These are monopolies. They dominate. They're worth trillions of dollars. And they make a policy. And this policy is an end around our entire political system as a country. Now, a little history here, a lot of your listeners might not know, but in recent history, a lot of left-leaning groups started leaning on Shopify heavily to kick Breitbart off of their platform. Now, the CEO of Shopify went public and made a statement that they support free speech and they see products. No matter what the product is, as long as the company is working within the law, They see products as free speech, and they would not get involved. They would allow these companies to operate as long as they're within the law. Now, of course, things have changed dramatically, like very, very dramatically. He made a post, I want to say yesterday, 36 hours ago, something of that nature. And he says, yeah, in support of free speech, he's got an updated view now. And his updated view, he goes on to say that Shopify will no longer remain neutral on products legally sold through its platform. And instead, they're going to have to make decisions based on their judgment. Now, we've got a president. You know, we've got the executive branch. We've got Congress. We've got Senate. We have got an entire judicial system with a Supreme Court sitting at the top. And this one guy, one company made a judgment call that puts thousands of companies out of business overnight, in turn basically circumventing our entire legal system. And I don't know how anyone can think that's okay. And as you know, they're coming after the gun owners and gun companies. So really, I don't care if you're on the left or the right. How on earth can you think this is okay? They can dictate the market. They can even dictate what products will be sold and what products won't be sold. They can dictate which companies will have access to their customers. So if they basically shut me down and they take away my access to the customers, they get to dictate everything. So that's not a free market. Are you kidding me? That's a monopoly. And you have to think about it, like, how we use the internet today. I mean, think about it. We don't live in a third world country. We live in the United States of America. Our lives and our businesses depend on the internet almost the same way we depend on electricity. I would challenge anyone listening right now to consider this next point just for a moment. We can all agree that electricity is a necessity to run most businesses. I think we could also agree that having unrestricted access to the internet is as important as having electricity.
See, and you're hitting it right there. You're hitting it right there because the way Shopify set this up, the ease of coming into Shopify and everything else, were you under contract with Shopify? Were you in some sort of signed agreement?
No, of course. Of course we've got a contract.
Okay.
Now, their terms of service say that they can change their terms of service at any point.
Sure.
But does that really also mean that they can just put me out of business?
Well, see, that's this is where they're making their miscalculation, because they're going to, you know, everybody's been up about it. Well, do this, do that. They're going to declare some of this stuff. They're going to end up having to declare this stuff utilities.
Well, I don't think we're very far from that.
Nope.
Now, the problem, the mistake they made. So, YouTube, they have kind of moved forward with very, like, Nazi-like tactics. And I hate to use that as a comparison, but I'll explain it when I say that. The Nazis, they pick on one family or one group, and everybody would shut up. Everybody would keep their mouth shut because they thought if they stayed quiet, that it wouldn't come to them next. And then, of course, the Nazis would take care of that, and they moved to the next family or the next group. And everybody was afraid to say anything because they thought if I said anything, they'd be next. Well, I will respect Shopify for this, but I think it was also going to be their probably the issue is they attack thousands of companies all at the same time. So I respect them for just pulling off the Band-Aid and saying, hey, we're going for it. But
yeah.
Guess what? They have picked a fight with thousands of people that will band together. And you know what? Bill, you know me. And I'm not cut from the cloth. I'm not ever going to turn tail and run. And thankfully, they have attacked a group of people that were fighters, and we will band together, and we can see this all the way through the Supreme Court. I'm not an attorney, but I can tell you I see numerous issues, and whether it's right by the law, I know it's not right. Like, I don't know if there are any issues that could maybe play into NAFTA. I don't know if there's any, like, landlord-tenant issues. I don't know. Like, I really don't know, but I know that there are smart attorneys out there that can do some work with this. And I can guarantee, and everybody can be rest assured, that they picked a fight with the wrong group, because we will see this through.
Well, I'm going to have a talk tomorrow, and I'm going to put Cole in touch with Stephen Stambolia. He's the co-counsel in the Young versus State of Hawaii case. He's the one that's about to, his case is the one that's about to make open carry constitutional throughout the United States. And his specialization is FOIAs and suing the FBI and all this other stuff. So I'm going to call him and see if this would be something of interest to him, because this is all he does is gun law, against gun company or, for gun companies or whatever. And for rights and everything else, and this is right down his alley. And I'm going to see if he wants to talk to Cole. And since Cole is the hub, we're going to put probably right now the most effective guy who has no axes to grind. See if he'll go with this and see what he does.
I mean, you've got to give it up to Cole. You've got to give it up to Spike Tactical. Like in general, so many gun companies, they turn tail and run. Yep. And like a lot of people nowadays, everybody is, let's make an apology. Let's, no, that's not who we are. That's not who Spike Tactical is. And, the press release that was pushed out immediately after this happened by Spike Tactical and Rare Breed Firearms.
Let me get you all right there. We'll come back to the press release as we try. For all of you that are listening, if you haven't figured this out, this is where the line is drawn in the sand. This is our Jean-Luc Picard moment. We go back no further. No further.
True story.
And this is going to turn into something. I mean, this is an interesting moment in time to be a person who believes in freedom. We'll be right back. My guest is Lincoln Osiris from Pipe Hitters Union. This is Lock and Load.
ProPure Gravity Water Filters. Most tested, most trusted. The Pro One G2.0 all-in-one filter by ProPure removes and reduces up to 200 plus contaminants, including fluoride, lead, and more. There's no priming required, no add-on filter needed for fluoride reduction, and it's totally reusable. There's a size to fit most competitive brands of gravity water filter systems. ProPure Water Filters. When you don't know what's in your water, visit an authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com.
Have you experienced the miracle of CBDs? They can help you reduce suffering, reduce stress, help you sleep better, modulate inflammation in the body, and is absolutely safe. MetaHemp Solutions offers a radically innovative approach to CBDs for exceptional results. Stop suffering and reduce your stress now. Isn't it time for a good night's sleep? Stop worrying about tomorrow today. Lab tested for potency, purity, and is non-psychoactive. Free shipping to all 50 states. Try our product risk-free. Money-back guarantee. Use code GCN15 to get 15% off. That's code GCN15 to get 15% off. Offer ends soon, so visit MetaHemp Solutions today at MetaHempSolutions.com or call 833-858-7500. Suffer no more. Get rid of the stress and sleep better. Get our product now at MetaHempSolutions.com. That's MetaHempSolutions.com.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company. I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
With uncertain times in the United States, it's only prudent to consider storing precious metals in a safe place outside our borders. At Miles Franklin, we have done just that for you. Partnered with the most respected storage company in the industry, Miles Franklin is proud to offer the only fully insured private safe deposit box program in North America, held in Vancouver and Toronto. Send us your previously purchased precious metals or have one of our brokers help you purchase something new. questions, please call one of our experienced brokers at 866-485-4346. Solid Foundational Storage, partnered with the most respected name in security, maintaining an A-plus Better Business Bureau rating and residing in Minnesota, the only state in America that regulates the precious metals industry, making doing business in precious metals with Miles Franklin the safest choice. Call us at 866-485-4346. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Limited, a name you can trust.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Last time on the firing line, coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. I've been talking to Lincoln Osiris from Pipe Hitters Union, like many people I have had on the show this week. He has been unfairly targeted, like a lot of other people in the gun industry. And you're not even in the gun industry. Well, I mean, you know, you do some collaborations, but you're not building anything. They literally have gone. They've never thought they would go too far, and they don't understand they've gone too far now, do they?
Well, you know, they've been chipping away and chipping away and chipping away, but I think Shopify might have made the error for the entire tech industry. Now, of course, I could be wrong. I might be short-sighted. I might not be seeing the forest through the trees. But I think Shopify might have just messed it up for everyone. Because as I said before we went to break, you chip away and you chip away, man, you're going to make some progress. But they just picked a fight with a whole, like thousands of companies in one fell swoop. And, no, we're going to band together and we're going to see this one through. Now, I don't know if we'll prevail, but I can tell you it won't be for a lack of effort because we're going to push and we can push and we can push. And I think if we push hard enough, we can rewrite history here. Utility companies weren't always seen as utility companies. And things changed, and they were regulated, and I'm usually not a fan of regulation at all. But when you've got tech companies that have so much power and a tremendous amount of power, all wrapped up in a very, very small group of companies, it's too much. And I think they should be regulated. I think they should be seen as a utility. And this, I don't know. I don't want to put too much, you know, stock in this thought, but there is very, very much a potential that we could be on the verge of pushing that, you know, to a decision to where maybe they would be recategorized as a utility.
Well, I mean, one of the reasons they came out with the Commerce Clause, which is one of the more maligned things used in congressional lawmaking, is they wanted the Commerce Clause to where a state like New York would not be able to push around a state like Tennessee. You know, a big population center with a lot of money coming in and a lot of taxing power for that very reason. So that clause exists to create that protection. And because we're dealing with politicians who are very, very slow to even react and realize anything. I mean, when you and I, if somebody in front of us starts shooting at somebody, it takes us about 2 seconds to react, and then we're shooting at them, right? These guys would be sitting here, and they'd have to call a meeting and, you know, call their chief of staff and everything else to make a, you know, have a couple of conferences before they get down to making a decision. So what I think... And we'll see. We'll see as time goes on. But what I think we're about to see emerge from this is this will work its way up the chain. More and more powerful people will find out about this. And the Trump sons are very, very much Second Amendment guys, they will, once they get Dad involved in that, you know, he's already out there. He's already out there all about NAFTA and everything. He's looking to make better deals and everything. He's not going to let a foreign company push around American companies. And this is going to be, I mean, Shopify, I want to know who else they're doing business with besides gun industry partners, because I know that their their platform is very easy to get into. It's very easy to put together. It's very easy to make things happen. They lure a lot of people in. And then they well, just like everything else out there right now in the tech world, YouTube, Facebook, Apple, all this other stuff, all of them have done this. So I think that they're going to be the instruments of change. They just don't know it. They think they're going to be the instruments of change. And, you know, not too long ago, all of the big banks were out there that were dealing with the big weapons companies. They wanted to prescribe to them what would be best business practices. In other words, they wanted to tie their financial services with dictating to them how business is run. And all of this stuff.
I wouldn't have so much of an issue. Like, as a company, you should be able to choose, you know, kind of what you do and what you don't do.
Sure.
But the problem, that the biggest problem that I have is, you know, we spend a tremendous amount of time interviewing companies to find out who we were going to go with. We chose to go with Shopify, then spent tens of thousands of dollars developing for their platform that we could not take and go elsewhere. Same thing with Spikes. They spent more than $100,000 developing for that platform. And then on a whim, this guy makes a change in his acceptable use of terms, and boom, like, you're done. You're literally done. And that's not okay. Like, if my landlord wants to change the rules, that's fine, but he's got to wait till my lease is up.
Right.
You know, I'm in a contract with this guy, with Shopify, and they just literally just say, hey, you know, you're evicted. And I'm not okay with that, especially when we're talking about firearms. Firearms, it's the only product that is protected by our Bill of Rights. The only product. And we've got a Canadian company that circumvents our entire legal system and puts thousands of gun companies out of business on a whim.
Have you got a plan B set up already?
We're definitely working on a plan B, but I can tell you this. Just because we're working on a plan B does not mean that we have not been financially damaged, and you can rest assured that we will be taking some kind of legal action. I mean, it's no different than being in a gunfight. Think about this, Bill. I'm always worried about the guy to my left, and I'm always worried about the guy to my right. You attack one of us, you attack all of us. And when you hurt one of us or kill one of us, you can rest assured I'm coming at you with the type of vengeance that you couldn't possibly fathom. I'm coming at you. And that's the fight they picked here. It's like we're not just taking our ball and going home. It's all right. We'll see this through.
If you want a plan B, I know of a plan B that's out there that is, once it's set up, it becomes portable, it becomes modular, and it goes with you if you leave. If you want to look at that, I'll put you in touch with somebody tomorrow. We can discuss that offline if you'd like.
Sure.
The thing I'm going to tell you, though, is that there's more eyes on this than the affected parties, and some of these have an interest in seeing the justice come out of this, and this is going to be bad. This is going to be bad for some of these guys. This is going to force a lot of people to recalibrate and think about how they think they can influence a topic. But I want to know by what mechanism Shopify does business in the United States. And then I want to see the same thing happen to them that they're doing to you. I want to see them lose their United States market.
You know, I wouldn't feel bad about it. I definitely wouldn't feel bad about it. I mean, I don't see anything different as, like, the electricity that I gave you earlier. Like, you know, as an electrical company, I can't just say, hey, you know what? I don't really agree with everybody in New York, so we're just going to cut off electricity to everybody doing in business in New York. Like, we're talking about the same thing here. They just don't agree with the type of business that we're doing, so they're just going to shut off our business? Like, you know, we're operating within the law. We're doing everything right. We have followed the rules, and they just change their mind? Not okay. Not in my
book. No, it isn't okay. And this will be one of the most expensive virtue signaling sessions you've ever seen. It's going to be so expensive for them. They're just not going to know.
So we've already been interviewing multiple platforms. And most recently, we started interviewing BigCommerce. BigCommerce is very similar to Shopify. They're based out of Austin, Texas. That's where we happen to also be based. And we are asking for assurances that if we were to move to that platform, that they would give us a forever guarantee. Because I'll tell you what, we won't be moving to a platform for this to happen again and again and again. So we're shaking a tree.
I got another tree.
We spent a considerable amount of time on the phone today with numerous platforms, so we'll see how it turns out.
Okay. I'm going to add one to your mix tomorrow for you if you want me to, but we're about to run out of time. You're not standing there alone.
That makes me feel better.
Okay. The fight goes on. And just remember, you're a very dangerous man when you're really calm. So, I'll be in touch. Thank you for joining me tonight.
Thanks for having us. As always, right. Bill. You're the man.
Back again in 21 hours. Between now and then, remember this, it's never been about gun control. Not once, not ever. It has been, and it's always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load.
Through the night, through the dawn.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning. Designed by a U.S. Army sergeant. After a deployment in Iraq, this is Sheath Underwear. Sheath is a high-performance, high-functioning underwear. Segmented where it counts, reducing irritation and chafing. At home, in the car, on the field, in competition, or in combat. Sheath Underwear keeps you cool and allows you to focus on the task at hand. Sheath Underwear is dedicated to health, fitness, and style. Sheathunderwear.com. It will change the quality of your day-to-day life.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.